Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last few picks for the Commanders. Dominique Hampton, the first of the two. Round number five, pick number 161. Logan, he's 6'2", 215, big dude, sixth year senior, like almost 24 years old. So very developed as a football player. But what do you see when you watch him on tape?
You know, there's certain guys when you're watching, you're like, oh, this is like a Dan Quinn guy, you know, like this fits Dan Quinn, you know, like, cause I can't speak to Wink's vision just yet because I don't know, but I'm just assuming it's going to be very similar to Dan, where it's like these big, versatile athletes in the back end that allow you to do a lot of things from a flexibility standpoint. And so when you look at Hampton specifically, like I know on the NFL website he's listed at 6'2", but I saw some stuff where he's 6'3", 6'3" plus. You know what I'm saying? Like he's a big guy for his safety, right?
6'2 3/8" according to the Beast.
Yeah, there we go. And he has 33.5 or 33 5/8" arms, which for a safety is crazy. And then he ran a 4.5 at the combine with a 40-inch vertical. So in terms of like, you know, everyone talks about like athletic freaks of the combine, like Xavier Worthy, Johnny Wilson, insert your person here, right? He's a guy that fits that mold. And I think one thing about him is everyone kind of is critical of his play style because he's a little stiff. He's a tremendous athlete, like very twitched up, explosive guy, but he's a little stiff. But I really like watching him play because he's physical as all get out. He's physical. He's got good enough feet, I think, to match tight ends and play the slot. And he's just a really nice, kind of in the same way we were talking about with McGee, like this guy that is big enough and physical enough to play the run, but also cover. I think that's kind of the same skill set you're looking at for a guy that could put on 10 pounds, probably no problem in the NFL, and play like a pseudo hybrid linebacker. And you get two guys of the future moving forward that can really run, that aren't afraid of contact. I mentioned the arm length. Like, that's something that I know a lot of scouts look at when it comes to block destruction techniques, when it comes to playing man coverage on tight ends, because you can reach out and touch those bigger receivers. So I think I really like the pick in terms of upside play. I think he's going to add special teams value immediately to the team, but he's a guy that he's been playing football for a long time. He's got good professionalism. I think he was a captain. I don't remember. Don't quote me on that.
I'm pretty sure they all were captains that they took. So,
and so, you know, obviously the leadership's there, and you couple that with the tremendous athletic upside and you say, what is his superpower? It's that he's an athletic freak. How do we maximize that? Is he playing that curse role in Dallas where he's kind of, you know, a pseudo linebacker, pseudo safety? What are you exactly? We have a package for you. I'm not saying that's going to happen this year, but that's kind of the trajectory I see for him. And so with some of these guys, the trajectory is a little bit, what is he going to be? Who knows exactly? But with him, it's like extremely clear. I think like that's why you draft him. You draft him to fill that role. Is he ready right now? Probably not, but maybe next year or the following year, Like, I think you got a guy with tremendous athletic upside that's played a lot of football, that's got great leadership, that could fill that role for you if you need it.
Yeah. Hey, dude, watch what Jeremy Chinn does this year. And then you're going to do that next year. Yes. Unless Chinn balls out, then you just bring him back. And we'll see how Hampton develops. But some more numbers, the kind of athlete that we're talking about here. He was a track athlete at Centennial High School in the Glendale, Arizona area. Placed fourth in the 2018 championships in the 100 meters. Logan, he ran a 10.8 100 meters.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's real fast. And then third in the 200, 21.73.
That's fast.
Nuts.
Too.
Yeah. And then also on top of all the numbers that you mentioned, 4.5, he actually ran 4.45 at his pro day. Wow. With a 1.57 10-yard split. So super explosive, as you can imagine, by the 39-inch vertical at the combine. He also benched 20 reps.
Yeah, he's an impressive athlete. Like, I think that's the thing. Like, when you watch him, I forget what game it was. It was maybe Washington State. It was a red team. I don't remember which. But basically,
don't you hate when you watch that? So many teams. You're like, why do so many teams in this conference have the same uniform number?
Yeah,
or uniform color?
But and I watched the Oregon game too. And he just covers a lot of ground. He's physical. Again, the instincts are a little bit. The stiffness is there, and that's why he's, you know, a 6th round pick. But I think, like, man, in terms of athletic upside traits, like, this is a guy that I get really excited about, because one of the reasons I got into the draft is to see big freaky guys do big freaky things, and he falls in that category for me.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And by the way, a guy who started his career as a corner. So it was, even at UW, he was a corner, played wide receiver in high school too in his state championship game. He had a 59-yard touchdown and an interception in the state championship game. So made clutch plays, but went to UW as a corner and then ultimately moved to safety in 2021. So he's got a couple years of safety underneath him, which is interesting too, because one of the notes that Dane has here in the Beast is that, like, he's pretty undisciplined with his man coverage responsibilities. Obviously, he's got to improve as a cover player. If he was, you know, this kind of athlete, a great cover player,
I think that's
he would be a higher round pick. But to see a guy who's a former corner who's, like, it tells you there's probably some cover skills in there somewhere. He's just got to be way more disciplined with the technique and kind of the reading of the game.
I think you definitely see the ability, but it's just certain times, like, there's certain guys, like, I was talking to Fred about this. It's true with offensive linemen as well. Like, if they have quiet feet, you feel very confident about, like, what they're looking at and how they play the position. He is a guy that's a little bit spastic when he's playing, you know what I'm saying? And, like, it's like, why? You're, like, this great athlete. And so that's, again, where you're hoping that you get him with Wink and he, or Wit, and he says, oh, like, let's get this cleaned up and we can do this and focus your vision, get this locked in. Cause he has a track record of doing that. And I think that's something that gets you really excited about him. It's a big ball of clay that's going to work hard. That's going to do the right stuff. It's physical. It's just about getting him going in the right direction. And maybe they can get that done here on the staff. So
call from mom, answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, last of the draft picks, but not least, we got Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who is the seventh rounder, pick 222 the edge player from Notre Dame. What do you see from him on tape, Logan? What do we like? Why do you think Adam Peters used his final draft pick on him?
Yeah, I think he's a guy, again, like I like this about the later round picks is they're like kind of big swings on big upside guys, that guys that never really like figured it all the way out in college. Like Hampton's a good player, but he should have been, based on his athletic measurables, should have been way better. You know what I'm saying? But not that he's bad. Let me just make that clear. Not that he's bad, but he just didn't get where you thought he would go based on his physical traits. And Jean-Baptiste is kind of the same way. Like when you look at him, like watching him at the Senior Bowl, he like literally looks like an alien. Like he's got a like this tiny torso, his arms, he could definitely like scratch his knees. I think they're like 35 3/8 inch arm.
33 3/4 per the beast, but he's got like an 80.5 inch wingspan.
Yeah,
I
think his arms were measured at least 35 inches at the combine, if I remember correctly. And again, I might be.
Yeah, Dane's got it at 33 3/4.
But anyway, so crazy long arms, like crazy wingspan. Crazy get off, but is a little bit like when you just watch him, just raw. There's like a rawness to him. He like never quite figured it out. He transferred from Ohio State to Notre Dame, and you're always kind of like, he'll show you something. You're like, oh, that was really good. Like he's going to do that for the rest of this game. And then it gets really quiet. And it's not that he's not trying. It's just that the technicality of his rush, the technicality of his angle isn't there. And so again, the guy that based on his athletic profile, should be an amazing pass rusher. Like it's like as you draw it up in the lab, right? It's like big, tall, long, explosive guy. And so I totally understand why you take a shot on him late, because like one of the things I'm always advocating for when you're drafting late is, can this guy eventually project to being a starter? And there's a lot of guys that get drafted late that just can't, and they're like just a rotational backup piece for a long time. This guy has the physical tools to do that. It's just about getting him going in the right direction. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like the Andre Jones pick from last year, where it's like didn't play in a system that was totally advantageous for him, but has the arm length, has the size, has the physicality. It's just about kind of refining that in a role within a defense. And so that, again, I love those last two picks. I love McGee in the fifth round as a guy that I think could be something more than what his draft stock indicates. But those last two guys specifically get me really fired up, because I think they have really high potential in terms of ceiling, which is always fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Last but not least, real quick, the undrafted free agents, obviously Sam Hartman's kind of the guy who gets the headlines because he's a quarterback and he looks like a supermodel. Anybody else that's whether, you know, you think Hartman's intriguing or anybody else that specifically stands out for you amongst the UDFA class?
So I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to like names are not with me right now, but the Colorado State corner is interesting to me. He's 6'1", 200 pounds. He ran a 4.39 in his pro day. He's got good length. He's
Chigozie Anusium.
Yeah, there we go.
The name.
Yeah. I think he's an interesting guy to me because, again, physical profile's there. I think you see good coverage instincts. Went to a smaller school. There's some inconsistency with his effort, but in terms of like betting on traits and betting on a guy in as a UDFA, you say, damn, like this could be pretty special. The running backs, I watched both of them. Wiley from Arizona, and I don't remember the kid from USC, but he was kind of a rotational guy. Yeah, they're both kind of the same mold. You know, they're both third down backs. Wiley was very prolific as a pass catcher. So maybe you're looking for some third down back upside there potentially. The tackle to me is interesting from Toledo because he was a basketball player, former basketball player. So moves really well, has that athletic upside, that athletic profile you're looking for. And, you know, Hartman, I think is interesting also. You mentioned him from Notre Dame because of his ability to play the position. And what I mean by that is like when you look at like Brock Purdy, like one of the things Brock Purdy could do is like, I know how to operate. I know I'm getting a blitz. I know how to check protections. Like he does that stuff really well. The problem is that he's a little bit, what's the word? He not uber talented physically, right? Like he's got arm strength's a little bit lacking, not the quickest release. Like when you watch him at the Senior Bowl, like all that stuff I just said is great. But like when you watch him with Bo Nix and Michael Penix, like you can tell he's distinctly in a different tier from a physical talent standpoint. But a guy I think that you feel good about from the playing position perspective, and maybe he develops into a backup at some point in his career. Again, that's best case scenario, but I think that's kind of what you're looking at there with him.
But I think like sometimes quarterback, you have to just put in a different category, right?
Yeah.
Because every other position down the depth chart, you want guys that can play. In a lot of ways, in a quarterback room, your second and especially your third guy, you want a guy who's great in the meeting room. Like you want a guy who's a quasi coach in that meeting room. David Blau, who now is in the meeting room as a coach, was like that, right? He was the backup in Detroit and Arizona. And I mean, the best example to me for this is Orlovsky. Like the reason Dan Orlovsky played 12 years in the NFL, despite having not actually played a lot of snaps, 12 years is a long career. And it's because he's as smart as we get to see him on television. Chase Daniel, same thing. Like these guys that are now becoming the backup brigade, if you will, of quarterbacks who were career backups that go on TV. And you're like, wow, this is the best football analysis I've ever heard. Like there's a reason those guys were decade plus long players in the league. It's because they were really valuable to have around. And I feel like Hartman could potentially be one of those guys, whether he's a future coach or future television analyst, who knows. But for right now, that's the kind of guy that you want to bring in. And, you know, he and Jake Fromm can battle out being that guy. But certainly there's a reason they brought in Hartman. And, you know, they said they wanted to keep four, and you probably keep him on the practice squad too. So going to be interesting. Or they wanted to bring four into camp, I should say. So we'll see ultimately. You know, how that plays out with Driscoll here as well on top of Mariota and obviously Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. And so, yeah, like that's what you're getting with him is that upside. And then the other one I wanted to just call attention to, I was just checking my notes, is the defensive tackle from Virginia Tech, Norrell Pollard. And I think because of his explosive burst, I think he ran a 4.79 in his pro day at 290-ish pounds. So, like, that's a Dan Quinn kind of guy, right? Get off the football. Let's rush the passer. Let's be explosive. We'll figure out how to kind of refine what you're doing. But again, when I see traits like that in those UDFAs, I think there's a path for that guy to become a player here for this team. So just some names to call out. And I'm not through all of them yet, but when I am through, maybe we can revisit anybody who sticks out. So
yeah, anybody that stands out. Congrats. You get your own podcast segment on Take.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.